say, I don't think so, but they're blank. Many people who think so.
Good many people.
But they're?
But they're good many people who think so.
Okay, that's good enough. You meet a little boy on the street and he's afraid of you, and so you might try to calm his fears by saying, don't be afraid, I
won't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid, I won't hurt you.
All right, that'll do. Then someone thanks you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it,
we're going that way anyway.
Mm-hmm. Good. Then you're talking about the old days, you might lean back and say, blank the good old days. No. This is the same sort of thing as the here are and theirs and all that.
Bring back.
Well, starting with a word like here or there, blank.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, okay. Then if somebody says, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might reply, no, it...
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. Would you ever say it wasn't I? Would you? I would say it wasn't me.
Uh-uh.
Informally, I would, if I were writing it, you know, I'd say I. But I would
say me.
Okay.
No, it wasn't me. I mean, it would be, that's what I would say. No, it wasn't me.
Okay. then, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Scrap.
Or, in the grocery store, you might get a free...
Sample.
Mm-hmm. And if you see a child wearing a very becoming dress, you might say to her, my, what a...
Pretty dress.
Mm-hmm. And she would reply, I have one at home that's even...
Prettier.
Mm-hmm. And then what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Yes. And to sign your name in ink, you use a...
Pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a...
Pen.
Okay.
Safety pen.
Okay. And soup usually comes in a...
Bowl.
Well, when you buy it in the store.
Can.
Made of?
Tin.
And a dime is worth?
10 cents.
Okay. And what do you put on to go out in the wintertime?
Coat.
Okay. How about the thing that you would wear between the shirt and the coat? Sleeveless thing.
Vest.
Mm-hmm. And then the bottom part of the suit is called?
Pants.
Do you know other names for pants?
Slacks, trousers. That's all I can think of.
Well, what are those things you have on?
Jeans.
Okay. How about work clothes that a farmer might wear?
Overalls.
Mm-hmm. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat and somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, here, I have...
Jacket.
No, I just...
Here, I have your coat.
I have done what to your coat? I have...
Brought you your coat.
Mm-hmm. And then he would say, I will... Same verb.
Ring.
Mm-hmm. And I, without the have in it,
I brought it.
Uh-huh. Okay. The coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Fit.
Mm-hmm. And if your old clothes wore out, you'd go to buy a brand...
New set. Or brand new clothes.
Or if you're talking about a three-piece...
Suit.
Mm-hmm. The whole frame.
Brand new suit of clothes.
Yeah. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you'd say it makes them...
Bulge.
Mm-hmm. And if your shirt was not sanforized and you washed it in hot water, it would...
Wrinkle.
Much worse than that, it would...
Shrink.
Yes, and yesterday it...
Shrunk.
And it has...
Shrunken.
Okay. If a girl likes
That's a
to,
real test.
A woman likes to put on good clothes, you would say she likes to do what?
Dress up.
All right. How about if she likes to put on makeup?
She likes to make up.
All right. Would you ever say primp?
Oh, for sure.
What does that mean?
Makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Just what you said.
What about a man who likes to put on clothes?
Dress up.
Okay. Did you ever hear a man who likes to do that called a jelly bean?
No.
I don't know what section that comes from, but it's used somewhere. How about the small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
Pocketbook.
What about just a little bitty thing?
Coin purse.
Okay. And then what does a woman, not a watch, but wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And around her neck?
Necklace.
Suppose it were little things strung up together on a string.